call to order the February meeting of the Curie Beach Planning and Zoning Commission. The first item on the agenda is approval of the agenda. Is there a motion to approve the agenda?
So moved.
Second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Okay, next item is approval of the January 6th minutes.
Motion to approve.
Okay, is there a second?
Second.
Okay, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Next item is public comments, and this is on the manufactured and shipping container homes issue that we advertised as a public hearing for tonight. Just as a...
John Speaker.
Is that John?
Yep.
Okay. Just as a little bit of background, this came up a couple meetings ago, and we had a discussion, and there's a lot of different opinions about the idea of shipping container homes here in Curie Beach as to what the options are. So as a little bit of a background is that the Planning Commission voted to get some guidance from the Town Council, which we did last time. We had a good conversation during the Town Council meeting, and the Town Council directed the Planning and Zoning Commission to hold a public hearing and then come up with a set of recommendations based upon the public hearing. So that's why we're having a public hearing today. So, is there anybody who has signed up that would like to speak? Again, this is a public hearing, so we're interested in getting feedback from citizens and anybody in the audience. It's going to be a short public hearing.
Can you explain what the... what it is now? Are they...
Well, yeah, sure. Okay, that's a good point.
What the zoning is now?
Well, the and we have the our commission attorney here, Attorney Eldridge, and as we start talking about it, we realize that this our zoning and our definitions really don't define that particular containers as trailers. We don't define it any real way. And so it is the opinion of the town or the commission attorney that as of right now, given the language and the definitions, that the containers could be put anywhere in the residential zoning here in Curie Beach.
But I would hasten to add that there are other viewpoints on that.
There are other viewpoints of that. And so the issue is try to clarify that because I think there are some options. And there's probably three options. One is to probably not do anything. Well, actually, four options. Not do anything. In which case, we would probably let, if somebody decides to come into a residential zoning throughout Curie Beach and they try to do that, Mr. John Babson, who is responsible for issuing the building permits, he has an opinion regarding whether those would be allowable or not. That could possibly end up in a lawsuit, and then you'd have a court decide whether that would be allowable or not. That would be one option, to not do anything. Another option would be to define carefully and put into the definitions in the ordinance here, the zoning ordinance, about shipping containers, and say that they are allowed anywhere in a residential housing zoning here within Curie Beach. Another option is to, again, put the definitions in there and allow it only in certain areas. For example, in the zoning area where we do allow mobile homes and trailers. And then a final option would be to provide a clear definition of container housing and say that it's not allowed in Curie Beach. So there's basically four different options that we've talked about. And so what we're trying to do is get feedback from the citizens here and then come up with a recommendation that would probably be built around one or a combination of those four different options. Does that make sense? Jim, do you want to kind of add to that at all?
No, sir. I thought you did a great job there. But I would say, you know, the commission has got a lot of emails, but the reason we're doing this is so we can report back to council. So public comment would be very useful. Without public comment, the council may feel it's not an issue. It's not sure what council would do with that. So So if you got some opinions on it, come on up and say.
Okay, can I ask how many of you sent an email? Okay, so we do have some folks. So I do have emails from some of the folks here. And I have to ask, are the other folks in here just interested, or are you here for another item? Not that we have a lot of items tonight.
I'm going to stand up. I've got to. I'm here to do his cameras.
Okay, all right.
You want me to sign in? Uh-huh. Just make the comment. How do you want?
Well, you got to say your name and your address, and then right. say your opinion about it.
My name is David Garza. My current address is 409 Fifth Avenue South. Actually, just bought a property that I've been moving into anyway. But I have a fifth option for you that I think ought to be looked at and considered. And I travel for my business and see container homes in other parts of the country and many places. And I see two extremes, just like with everything else that's out there. I see a lot of single container homes, or maybe two container homes together, that are very cheap, poorly constructed, almost like temporary residences. And those, I feel you should create a definition that separates. Because if you've got single or maybe two or maybe a certain square footage of container home, that actually almost should be treated like a mobile home or set in a mobile home zoned area. I've also seen the other opposite, where you've got four, five, six containers together that would rival any custom home and would have no issue with the modern looks or builds or construction of those next to any other house in the town. So I don't know if there's legally a way to separate or define, but I think container homes is too broad of a definition to be able to really handle it, unless you just label them all containers and all mobile.
Actually, I'm glad you mentioned that, because I should have mentioned another very, very important issue. The state legislature has recently passed, probably about a month ago, a state law that says that local governments cannot restrict the aesthetics of residential housing. Okay, so you know, one of the issues, I think, as you well pointed out, is that we could possibly, prior to about a month ago, we could have developed a set of ordinances that would deal with the aesthetics of these sort of things. By law now, in the state of North Carolina, no local community can regulate the aesthetics of any residential housing. As long as that satisfies zoning, they can put in whatever they want.
Can it be set by square footage then? If you can't regulate aesthetics, I mean, you can set square footage that under a certain square footage is considered this and over a square footage is considered that. That wouldn't...
Square footage is probably something we could still do.
And I mean, I have a 2,000 square foot container home. It's not going to be likely to be as tacky as a single one that somebody opens the end to stay in for the weekend.
Okay.
Just an extra comment. I've got to stand up.
But I'm glad you mentioned that, so I could talk a little bit about the state law now, which is, I think, quite, in my own personal opinion, I don't think that's a productive state law that would regulate the aesthetics of.
If that has to stay, then I would vote towards the favor of keeping it as a mobile home, thinking that most people use it as a tiny house and they're looking for cheap temporary or cheap vacation type housing.
Anybody else? Yes.
I just wanted more information. I don't really know enough about to have a strong opinion, but where in Curie Beach are I know that I was under the impression there's some mobile homes and older places behind us, but I thought they were grandfathered in to be able to stay, and that new mobile homes were not allowed there. So what areas
There are basically two areas where there's existing mobile homes. One is right over there, which is where you're talking about, which have been grandfathered in. That zoning does not allow mobile homes right there. So they're not grandfathered in as such. You know, that's kind of a bad term. They're actually non-conforming, which means that there can't be any more put in there.
Well, yeah.
Okay. We do have one zoning. It's actually required by state law that every community in the state of North Carolina does have at least one area or zone for that allows mobile homes. And that's a zoning R2T, I think it is. R2T, which is at the very northern part of Curie Beach.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're Alabama Avenue and that area there. And that right now obviously is a mixture of stick homes and mobile homes and vacant lots right now. But that is zoned where somebody could put a mobile home in.
What about the old part of